Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our fabulous co-host for the week, Mr. Trigvi Olsen of Star of Stage and Screen.
I'm like your staff.
You know, I am your staff. I've been Trigvi Olsen's staff all week, believe me.
Yeah.
Truer words were never spoken.
I never harbored ambitions, unlike Scott Walker, when I was at Badger Boy State. I didn't want to be president of the United States. I've never really harbored political ambitions.
Right.
But I can tell you after this, I don't think I would want to run statewide in the state of Wisconsin. But man, I love going and drinking beer and curds.
We're going to be there at 1919 Pub at Lambeau Field tonight, 6 to 7:30. We will buy you your first beverage, a beer or a soda, and some
And we're going to the tent sale.
We're going to go to the tent sale this afternoon.
Think I'll get an owner's discount?
No, they wouldn't even let us. We tried to do this show from Lambeau Field today. But let me tell you.
Oh, my God, red tape.
It'd be easier to see the Pope than to get to Lambeau. I'm not kidding about that.
Yeah, it's true. To get Mark Murphy on your radio show, apparently, is harder than get an interview.
Right. And even when we said, well, okay, fine. If we can't do it at Lambeau, can we get Mark Murphy or a Packer executive just to come on and talk about the Packers? Didn't hear anything back. Nothing. And I said, look, three of our affiliates carry the Green Bay Packers. You got the great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Nothing.
I should have gone through my contact that had me on the Zoom with Brett.
Here's, we were checking into the beautiful Hampton at Green Bay last night.
You can see this on my Twitter feed. I got to be on a Zoom with Brett Favre for like 2 hours. Thanks to Tyler Dunn at Go Long TD, who is awesome.
The woman checking us in somehow, she said, well, Brett Favre was my favorite Packer. And I said, here we go. I knew it was coming. I said, here we go. And Trigvi pulls out his phone and shows off and he starts telling Brett Favre stories that he got, like he's Favre's bestie now. I don't know.
I'm far from that, but I will tell you, I totally understand why Brett Favre connected with people in Wisconsin. He told this great story about his neighbors and deer hunting and how he became a bow hunter.
Well, she was very impressed. So,
yeah, but she said the same thing. She's like, yeah, I'm sure the Packers, they're, yeah. Brett Favre is very different from the Green Bay Packers as an organization, apparently.
But we love the Packers. Nothing against the Packers. We would have liked to have been.
It's a little bit like approaching the Kremlin, for God's sakes.
And you've approached the Kremlin.
I've been approached by the Kremlin. I think I've been stalked by the Kremlin. Might be a better.
Now, see, I'd like to be stalked by the Green Bay Packers.
I mean, me too.
Right?
Me too. And we were on lacrosse, which Gutekunst is how many times have I praised Gutekunst?
Hundreds.
And for our friends, I don't want to say the person's name, down at UW System.
Yeah.
Given how Gutekunst has been duping those big city slickers from New York and Las Vegas, like the University of Lacrosse should give him an honorary PhD in footballology or something. But of course, We saw what's cooking at lacrosse.
We did.
I don't know. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why the Packers are so complicated. We got treated by the UW lacrosse like we got treated by the Packers.
They have a drink at UW lacrosse called the Clarence Thomas. Coke is involved. The Coke can was involved, I think.
Was it?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But lacrosse is a beautiful town.
It is a beautiful town.
Next time we go there, either Supper Club or maybe the Gunderson Medical Foundation or
another great place. What makes
Mayo
Wisconsin great? Yeah.
But it didn't work out so well for us.
By the way,
Eau Claire,
fantastic. Stevens Point,
Chancellor of Eau Claire,
fantastic.
Jim Schmidt,
the rave reviews, by the way, of Jim Schmidt. I'm not making this up here. I'm not making this up at all.
The man should run for governor.
Absolutely, he should run for governor.
And why is that, Todd? What have we been saying to people?
Because he
was Tommy Thompson's secret sauce?
He's a great cheerleader.
Yes, and Tommy Thompson loved Wisconsin. And what was clear about Jim Schmidt?
He loves Wisconsin.
Yeah, he moved here from Minnesota and loves Wisconsin.
He absolutely loves Wisconsin.
And he's good at selling it, being a cheerleader. Like, my roommate who loves the show, Elliot, and I both afterwards, he was like, man, that chancellor, he's making me want to go to UW-Eau Claire, and I already have a degree. And I was like, yeah, I mean, he made me want to go too.
Well, this is the crazy thing. So as Todd knows, my daughter Ula is scoping out the UW. Mm-hmm. In fact, I bought her a Letterman's jacket because she wanted a Letterman's jacket from someplace, and I found one on State Street. But you know what? She listens to the show when I'm on. She's like, well, maybe Eau Claire would be a good option after she heard Jim Schmidt. And I was like, maybe.
Here's a text from a friend of mine whose daughter, the Kleins, who lovely and talented Lauren's looking at schools. They said, loving listening to your interview with UW Eau Claire Chancellor. Damn good show. We want to send Lauren to Eau Claire now. How about that? How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, people, Jim, get the job done, Chancellor Schmidt up there in Eau Claire. Speaking of people getting it done, Trigvi, you are a national political strategist. You've worked on campaigns like John McCain and others. You've seen it all. How about Dr. Lyerly?
That's a serious person.
Right?
Who foundationally, this is the thing I'll tell you about people who are OBGYNs, and it's a complete opposite of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. So at one point, I ended up getting to know and do some stuff with Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. And you can think whatever you want about Ron Paul's politics, but Ron Paul had delivered over 8,000 babies. And we went down and we talked to his patients. And they love Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Because Ron Paul was a guy who really cared for people. What is clear about Kristen, she may have different politics than Ron Paul, but she really cares about the people of the area.
Yeah.
And she is not somebody who is running because she wants to be. She already is somebody. She is running because she sees problems and she wants to solve them.
Yeah.
And it's clear that if the people of the 8th Congressional District are serious and recognize that we are in serious times, they will go with the serious choice, not with some guy who shoe shines for the Trumpster,
right,
or a couple of guys, one who's trying to live up to daddy's legacy. So he wants to be a congressman because daddy was, or somebody who has spent most of their time wanting to be a politician.
Yeah.
They're going to go with the person who wants to do.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you'd like to share with us what makes Wisconsin great in your mind, give us a call. Let's go to Joe from Madison, listening on WMDX. Joe, always a pleasure. Thanks for listening. Joe, what makes Wisconsin great?
Oh, well, number one, people like you that are willing to take the time to cruise the state to find out this question. It's just been a very, very good week, and I really, really appreciate it. It's a very central question, and one that I think can unite us if we just keep coming back to it. I would encourage you to travel again, another chunk of the state. You know, summer's wonderful, and pack it in. Part of what I think is so
we didn't do the Union Terrace, Joe. It would be awesome to drink a beer and have some curds with you on the Union Terrace.
There you go.
Absolutely.
And I would throw into the mix, I think sometimes, and it just breaks my heart, that part of what makes this state so great is the fact that it's diverse. And what I mean by that is Forest County has very little development in it. It is mainly forest up there, and the most beautiful, incredible forest ever, you know, really just a wonderful place to go, to travel, to visit, as compared to Madison, which has, you know, one of the top research universities in the world. Absolutely incredible. And in Milwaukee, we've got this amazing architecture. We've got, you know, a world-class art museum. And then we go over to the Mississippi River, the seventh largest river system in the world. I mean, it is just fantastic, the diversity. And as we look ahead, I've read recently that State Farm sent out notices to 75,000 of their insurance holders in California and said, guess what? You no longer have insurance with us. Sorry, climate change isn't looking so good. So as you look at us, with our 15,000 lakes, not 10,000 like Minnesota bragged about, but 15,000 lakes, you know, two great lakes, 30,000 miles of rivers and streams. We are water. And as you head into the world of climate change, we are uniquely situated. And I think that's part of the reason why some have been going after this state, because they can look at that resource and say, geez, mm-hmm. like to get our paws or mitts on that. So I would encourage you to keep going through this, because I do think that there are, you know, the Packers unite us. Water unites us. The fact that we are Wisconsinites should unite us. And it breaks my heart when I hear about this, blow off Madison. You know, it's just a bunch of liberals. Who cares? And I hate Milwaukee. Mm. Why would I ever go there? And then I talked to some people in this part of the state, in Madison, who've never been north of Eau Claire. They've missed the upper third of the state, which is incredible. You know, just a wonderful place. So I think what you're doing is great. I would encourage you to do it more, particularly with the idea that we got to be united, you know. United you stand, divided you fall. And I hate the divisions in this state. I love it when we come together, but I hate the divisions. So that was my two cents. And I really want to thank you for the work you've done in putting this tour together. It's really important because there's just a ton of stuff that's going on in other parts of the state besides the usuals, you know. And I think you got to get out there and find it. And it's one of the beauties of civic media. And I really, really like it. So thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Thanks, Joe. Really, really appreciate the call. Always a spectacular call. Always insightful. We appreciate your support. Trigvi, thanks to you, of course, the Lincoln Project and the union, but also a special shout out to, we're calling her a segment producer this week, to our friend Chris Andrews, who really helped put a lot of this together, particularly the evening events that we're doing. And we could not have done this week without Chris. So,
and she was our original mentors. If you go way back.
Yes.
The truth of the matter, Chris is one of the things that makes Wisconsin great in truth.
She is one of the
Chris
things.
Chris was working as chief of staff. I'll just give Chris a shout out, and it probably embarrasses her, but it's true. Chris was working as chief of staff to Steve Gunnarsson. I was out on Capitol Hill. They had an opening for a legislative assistant, and I said to Chris, I'd like to apply. And Chris was honest enough with me. She said, you know what? She said, I'm going to be honest with you. I will hire you. Mm-hmm. But she's like, campaigns is where your talent is. Dealing more with people, not policy. Mm-hmm. And she said, you should go home to Wisconsin and run campaigns.
Wow.
And Chris changed my life. And years later, I was lucky enough to get to write Chris a letter and say, hey, you changed my life. But to Joe's point, what have we learned on this? I'll tell you what, said it before, I'll say it again. People in Wisconsin are our best, not when we're wearing red or blue. It's when we're wearing green and gold or blaze orange at Lambeau Field, or we're jumping around, not jumping in a lake at Camp Randall, or when we're out wearing blaze orange on a deer stand, or in a supper club the night before opening day of fishing. People care about each other. People are kind to each other. And we need to elect people that represent that. And I think the thing, I was just thinking this about Kristen, is she represents that.
She certainly does. And Joe is right. As Tommy Thompson used to say, unlike Minnesota, we have 15,000 lakes and ours have got fish in them. Right. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in Green Bay on a Friday. They love me too.
No sleep for! Wisconsin!
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Todd Almost Show, live from Green Bay, WGBW, the talk of Green Bay. What makes Wisconsin great tour? Beer, cheese, radio, and great folks. Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, along with Mr. Zomers at the world headquarters. Mr. Zomers, great song. Tell folks what it was you dialed up.
That's No Sleep Wisconsin by CWA, also known as Cheeseheads with Attitude.
Yeah, and I want you to wait till after the show because it's really bad on radio, I've learned, to encourage people to go on YouTube and check out something else because of attention span.
Yeah.
But afterwards, Google No Sleep Wisconsin by the Cheeseheads with Attitudes. And you know what, Todd?
What?
Since we're up here in the Fox River Valley in Green Bay,
yes.
And somebody who had meaning on some level to us is Mike Ellis.
Yes.
God bless Mike Ellis.
May he rest in peace. I believe Mike Ellis.
Mr. Double A, Mr. Z, Mr. Zomers should play the song by Cheeseheads with Attitude about Nina.
Nina, a great song.
Cue that up after this for us, and then we'll have a little shout out to Mike Ellis. God rest his soul.
God rest his soul. And there was another guy who is a legend up here in the Fox Valley, and a longtime Republican, Senate Majority Leader. I'm saying this as someone who never met Jeez, I can't.
You're not breaking out Walter John Chilson, are you?
Well, there's another one, right?
He was from up here.
All right.
You know who else? You know who else? Honestly, he's a good guy, and he represents the best of bipartisanship in Wisconsin is Rob Coles.
Rob Coles is a great guy. He's still in the
people say, oh, you guys only attack Republicans.
Yeah.
We call him as we see him.
Yeah.
And Rob Coles, great guy.
He is. And he's someone who has worked in a bipartisan manner on things like elections, on things like PFAS in this area, on conservation.
Yep.
You know, in fact, Alan LaSalle was a great senator, but Rob Coles is still there. Here's something that actually affects all Wisconsinites. You know what Rob Coles did? He worked bipartisanly up here in Green Bay. He changed the way that we get our state park stickers. So now it actually syncs up with the annual calendar. And you could, I mean, a small thing to a lot of people, but it's encouraging people to use our conservation assets, our state parks, is something that people can enjoy.
You know what? We got to do this again.
Yeah.
And like we said, we can have people where we should go. We can have listeners suggest things. Yeah. And we had listeners, literally, we had a listener who showed up who had driven a couple hours
to see
us.
Yes, it's true.
Right? Like,
we were totally
honored that they did that.
Yeah.
But we should go, one of the places that we should think about is up by Superior and talk about Bob Jouk.
Bob Jouk's been on this program. Great, great Democrat, great state senator, great former Senate majority leader.
We need more people from both parties who are like that. And honestly, I'm pretty excited about meeting Kristen because I feel like it's somebody who's like that. I told one of the most prominent Democrats in the state, and I also told a highly prominent former Tommy Thompson person, I would walk back to the state of Wisconsin from Virginia to knock on doors for either of them. And one of them I agree with 10% of the time. The other one I probably agree with 80% of the time.
Yeah.
But what this state needs in Congress, in state legislature, is politicians who want to do, not ones who want to be, who will be cheerleaders for the state and wake up every single day and say, what can I do today to make things better for people in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
And that's what I think Kristen is about. Mm-hmm. That's what I think Mike Gallagher was about, quite frankly. And we've gotten away from that.
Yeah.
We need those people. That is the lesson that's clear.
I felt the same energy having Dr. Kristen Lierley here in the studio as we did over in Eau Claire with Chancellor Schmidt.
I did, 100%.
Like just somebody who's excited about this, who's engaged, who wants to be a cheerleader for Wisconsin, who wants to represent everyone. And it's just a common sense Wisconsinite.
And think about the people that we met who came from other places. Krista at the Radisson yesterday at Stevens Point. People who grew up in other places.
Oh, yeah, Melissa at Stevens Point.
Chosen to raise their kids.
Or Melanie, sorry.
Melanie. Mm. Have chosen to raise their kids and family here. And why?
Yeah.
Right? It's because of people like Jim Schmidt. It's because of people like Kristen. It's quite frankly because of people like Mike Johnson. Very quiet, but totally committed to what can I do to make schools better in Eau Claire today? And the challenges they face, the people who are letting them down, is a bunch of politicians who want to be. Which it might be a good time to pivot into my Twitter war.
Well, when we come back, we've got a couple of minutes. Can you do it in 3 minutes?
Well, you know, so Scott Badger Boy State Walker,
the former governor,
put out a tweet where he had circled a Joe Biden card. And one of the things that sat on the card, it had sit down. Now, having done a bunch of those cards for people, there was nothing abnormal about that at all. Mm. When you're prepping a politician to go in and do something, you lay out, here's what happens here, 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 here. Mm. And sit down would be a logical one. Scott Walker knows that. He was the governor of the state of Wisconsin because he's always wanted to be. And he divided the state and did real damage to that state. He didn't want a Wisconsin where people wore green and gold and blaze orange and work together like Tommy Thompson did, like Gaylord Nelson did. He wanted to be president of the United States, and he divided this state because of it. Mm-hmm. And he's tweeting garbage like that. So I just decided I would take a little shot at him. And I would encourage everybody to look at my tweet because you're going to see a great picture of Scott Walker dressed up like he's Gorman Thomas, but let's face it, he's not Gorman Thomas at all. And he couldn't even make it. This is the thing. He couldn't even make it to when voting started, running against a guy who was palling around with Jeffrey Epstein and tried to overthrow the Constitution. And now, what is Scott Walker doing? He's tweeting all the time. He's saying the stuff he's saying because he wants to be in Donald Trump's cabinet, because that's who he is. He wants to be. We need to elect people who want to do. Republican, Democrat, agree with them 90% of the time, 10% of the time. Ask yourself, who would you want as your neighbor? You want Donald Trump or Derek Van Orten as your neighbor? Or Scott Walker?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want people like Kristen or Peter Barca or Mike Gallagher?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what people have to ask themselves.
I couldn't agree more. And
don't agree with your neighbor all the time, do you?
No. As long as they, you know, good fences make good neighbors, right?
That's exactly.
I mean, keep your fences up. No, you're absolutely right. This is a unique election year for a lot of reasons, but I'm hearing this more and more as we travel around the state. Look, I'm not voting necessarily for a party. I'm voting for a person this time around.
100%.
And I think that's the way it should be, right? I mean, we've talked about this with former boss Scott Klug on his podcast, Lost in the Middle, America's Political Orphans, which you can listen to on Civic Media, ticket splitting. And you know, the people like to, in Wisconsin, we talked about this before. People are going to vote for, you know, you could have people voting for Tammy Baldwin and Donald Trump. You could have people in the past.
Most of my drinking buddies,
yeah,
who I talk from St. Croix County, when we were out in Vegas, we were talking about, most of them were Evers Johnson voters.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're all going to, almost all of them voted for Tammy. Tammy was the first Democrat most of them ever voted for, because what did she do? She came and drank beer with them and sat. And I don't even think most of them were there. But right. They all knew. She came to Johnny's Bar in River Falls, drank a beer, watched Packers.
Yeah. Well, you got to connect with people, and that's what people are doing here in Green Bay with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor at Lincoln Project here, along with Aaron Zomers. We'll have the board game of the week and more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Oddball Show on the Civic Media Ready Network.
No! Sleep! Wisconsin! No! No! Sleep! Wisconsin! Wisconsin! No! No!
Just a trolling at the mall,
shopping for some Packers swag,
because we dig football. The mall is crazy crowded,
and Christmas sales galore.
The girlies kept on stopping us,
we talk with them some more.
We told them about the toga party,
raging at a pay ad.
Well, they were from
welcome
Sheboygan.
Back to the Todd Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday. We are live from Green Bay, Wisconsin, the home of WGBW, the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 on your AM dial, the home of a couple of great programs. I want to give a shout out to just an outstanding morning program. Every morning from 6 until 9, you have Mino and the Mayor. And I listened to these guys this morning. They've been on this show, and there's energy. They're cheerleaders. John Mino has been a voice in the Fox Valley for years, and you got former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt. Mino and the Mayor, great program, and I encourage people to, if you don't live in Green Bay, you can listen on the Civic Media app. You can download the app on your Apple or Android device. It's free. Takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King calls
a deal. Did
we invite
them to come to the 1919
pub tonight? I didn't directly invite them.
You're going to need to text them.
It's been a long week. I need staff. I've been your staff. I need staff.
You kind of were when I had to do.
Yes.
And then when I did staffing, I did advance. Yes. And I literally booked us at the worst hotel.
It wasn't
that place
worst.
Looked
it
like
it wasn't the worst.
No, you know that the neighborhood's bad when the hotel across the street is belly up.
He used another.
I mean, honestly, I did use a different term, but I can't use it on radio.
It's one of the seven banned words. We can't use.
I don't know about that, my mother has passed away, but there's still a piece of me that is worried that she would hear me use that word on, and she would call me.
We're driving. He goes, that restaurant, or that hotel is chest up.
I used a different term.
It was fantastic.
My mother would really. She might use that term, but she would be so disappointed in me about that. Anyway, so that song that Zomers used is Where the H-E, double hockey sticks is Nina.
Nina, Wisconsin.
Yes, Nina. But they say Nina.
Right.
Anyway, Mike Ellis came from Nina.
Right.
And Mike Ellis was a giant of Wisconsin.
That man contributed. A former teacher, former educator, really cared about Wisconsin.
He raised horses.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that man used to scream at me. You work for me, GD.
or if he really wanted to demean you, he'd just ask, look at you and go, do you work for me?
Yeah. But so what's hilarious about that is I was young. I was maybe 23, 24. And I did not know. I had never had anybody yell at me like that. And I didn't know what to do. And somebody very wise said, and he would suggest, am I a moron? You know, like all this stuff. And somebody very wise suggested to me, you should say, absolutely, I am a total idiot. like you should just accept it and own it. And I got yelled at a few more times. And then one day out of exasperation, he's yelling at me. And I'm like, you're right. I am terrible at what I do. I am an idiot. I am a word that you can't use, right. Moron. And he looks at me and he didn't know what to do, because what is he supposed to do? Like, it was the best strategy and some of the best advice anybody ever gave me. If somebody is screaming at you and yelling at you and demeaning you, the best way to take them off guard is to just say, you are absolutely right.
But finish the story. What did Ellis tell you then? After you said, you're right, I am.
Yeah. Well, then he took care of me. He's like, you're not. He's like, no one who would work for me is that. And I'm like, he just got done telling me that. So I later used it on several other people I encountered during the course of my career.
But once you got to know Senator Ellis, he was a little rough on the outside.
Wonderful human being.
Yeah, wonderful. The name, of course, that escaped me because I am Mad Cow half the time. You know, Vince Lombardi right here in Green Bay was a tough coach, but he loved every one of those players. If you talk to people who played for him, nobody loved him more than Coach Lombardi. And Mike Ellis was the same.
That's how I feel about Ellis, too. Right. I mean, like, he was so good to us in his own way. And in fact, we'd go to the what's the name of that steak? It's like going.
The Avenue?
The Avenue. The Avenue, and then there's the other place, the steak place.
The Tornado Room.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and he'd staff and people who weren't staff, but he thought were their staff, like me. He's always so good. Anyway, Wisconsin needs more of those. Maybe not the yelling, though.
Shout out to you, Senator Ellis. We missed you, and may you rest in peace. Yep. Well, I go to the phone lines. I have some people waiting here, as, of course, just as I try to do that, my phone goes down. Mr. Sommers, who do we have on the phone lines right now first? Take an order of the calls, as our friend Matt Flynn likes to say.
Gene and Eau Claire.
All right, Gene and Eau Claire. Gene, by the way, we were in Eau Claire. We were hoping
to see
you. Gene, how are you doing?
We missed you.
I was homebound that day, and I watched you on television, and I was very impressed. I watched you guys on YouTube. Great show. And I've watched you all week. Anyhow, what I'm calling for is, first of all, I want to say that Timmy Baldwin is definitely a Wisconsinite, definitely cares about the people. I've called her office several times, so I always get a letter back. She's outstanding, and I hope everybody supports her because she works for everybody. But I wanted to bring up real quickly the Lincoln Project. I tell you, I have loved the Lincoln Project since I first seen it. It is so outstanding. I love the commercials that they put up. Some of them I wish that they had a budget, they could run them in Eau Claire. The one that really hit me, I mean, a lot of them hit me, especially the one, do you want to see this face? And it's every day. We'd see it more than every day. We'd see it nonstop, and that was Trump's face and, you know, the way he talks and the face. And I thought, oh, my gosh, we already have nightmares like that. But, boy, it really made an impact. And then I was reading all the responses and all the people that feel the same way I do. He's like a nightmare every single day. And then also what's happening, you know, with other nations like NATO, being very concerned about him being our president. So I just was wondering if you had any comments on that, because I was watching that, and it's pretty heartbreaking to see that a man like that people would want him to be our president again. It's pretty scary. But thank you for the work you guys are doing. I really appreciate you, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Gene. Always a great call. Appreciate your listenership, and thanks for everything you do in terms of supporting Lincoln Project as well. Trigvy?
So, you know, Gene raises something that we really haven't talked about during this week, but we talk about at other points. You know, there's 10,000 first and second generation Ukrainians that live in Wisconsin. Most of them over here in the Fox River Valley. Yep, still speak Ukrainian at home. Yeah, it is scary. The truth of the matter, and you know, one of the things there are really two kinds of conservatives that are placing democracy ahead of MAGA. And they are the Dobbs dads that I alluded to a little bit with the doctor. And the other one are Red Dawn conservatives, who are people who came of age during Reagan and understand what the Russians are doing in Ukraine. They would do to Beaver Dam or Ashwaubenon or Oconto Falls or River Falls or Richland Center or Eau Claire if they could. Mm-hmm. And that this is what they do. And if you don't stand up to them, this is what you'll get. And the truth of the matter is, Donald Trump, I don't know what it is they have on him, but there are far too many people in the Republican Party who have forgotten Reagan's lesson. And if you're a person who was a Reagan Republican, that Republican Party is dead. And there is no greater example of that than Ronald Reagan, who understood that the Soviet Union and the Russians were an evil empire, the empire that Vladimir Putin is trying to put back together, that was an evil empire. And Donald Trump kissing Vladimir Putin's posterior on a regular basis.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And that matters for Wisconsin. I mean, Vladimir Putin threatens every day to blow up your hometown, whatever city you live in, every day. And you do not counter that by saying, oh, I'm afraid. What if that? You counter that by standing up to him. That is what you do to bullies. And the truth of the matter is, that is the fastest way to get Vladimir Putin to back down.
And you're not just, I mean, this is coming from somebody who's not just making this up, as Joe Biden likes to say, it's not hyperbole. This is coming from a guy who's literally banned from Russia by Vladimir Putin. Yeah,
that's true.
So, I mean, you know of that of which you speak.
You know, one of the people who came, it was so moving. I mean, we had the people who drove a couple hours, listeners, mm-hmm. whatever. You know, they wanted to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
As I was saying to you, you and I had a conversation about that. Yeah. I never, I'll tell you, when it became public and I got a call from the BBC saying they were giving a speech about me in the Duma, I was like thinking to myself, I'm a long ways from River Falls, Wisconsin, and kind of wish that I were back there.
go ahead.
No.
If you want to give us a call on, we'll call Open Line Friday here for the rest of the show, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'd love to hear from you. Let's get some of these texts on the line here. We have Lynn in Oconomowoc on things that make Wisconsin great. She says, the best hotel in Wisconsin, my recommendation, get this, the Best Western in Neenah. My granddaughter runs track for Campbellsport, so meets are always an hour and a half from home. I love warming up in either the indoor or outdoor hot tubs or at the bar. A great restaurant is attached. A Sunday special is ribs. So there you go.
I think Neenah has got to be one of the places that we're considering. You know what? We should have listeners from various parts of the state.
Yeah.
They could lobby us for us to come and visit.
Right.
And we'll buy the beer and cheese curds because we have to, well, we like buying the beer and cheese
curds. We do. Also, I'm sorry we missed Tom McFarland. We were getting long-winded here, so we hung up Tom McFarland. If you want to call back, you had a question on voting. We'd love to hear back from you. We'll get your call more timely. That's on Todd for not watching his phone. Also here we have Lynn from Oconomowoc says, supper club atmosphere, mirrored wall and tablecloths, a bread basket with warm Italian bread. This is the Butler Inn in Pewaukee. Mm-hmm. So how about that? She says, my son introduces me as his mom who doesn't cook. My daughter complains that her home came with a kitchen.
Awesome.
I mean, they want to go to the, I mean, these are why people go to supper clubs, right? Also a texter caller texting in saying Dr. Jim Schmidt was the other candidate for the UW system head, and they chose Rothman? Sad face.
Who made that decision?
I think, you know what? I don't want to you know, what happens as we're driving around. It's sort of like my buddies and I used to have a rule. Uh-huh. What happens north of Highway 8 stays north of Highway 8. Uh-huh. But that comment is awesome because you're not the only one who thought that.
Yes, a lot of people.
I know two other guys who thought that when they were riding around the state of Wisconsin recently.
Yeah. Another great candidate for Supper Club here, Joey Gerard's in Greendale, Wisconsin. Relish trays, old fashioned bread baskets.
Oh my
yummy
God.
Fillets.
I've been there.
Have you really?
McCallum and I stopped there one time.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's
pretty
true.
Good.
True, yeah. It's fantastic. Well, it was back then. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, no, I think that's really great. Here's one from the Chuckster from Racine. Let's see here. Wisconsin, let's see, a Hilltop Supper Club. One of the 10 best fish fries in Point.
I know that that's true.
Really? Mm-hmm. You've been there too?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's more. If you want to help tell us what makes Wisconsin great, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We'd love to hear from you here.
Todd, if you want me to volunteer to come back, we got to do supper clubs.
Yeah.
I love the supper club idea.
Yeah.
We got to find a fish fry tonight, too.
We may have to change the time of the show because not too many supper clubs are open noon to 2.
That's true. We might not be able to do them at supper clubs, but we could have the reception at supper clubs.
Yeah. There you go. That's a great idea.
I'd buy you a fish fry, Todd.
Oh, God. See,
and a brandy old fashioned.
You know, look at that.
Because that's what people do.
As our former governor likes to say, you know, Wisconsin's the kind of place where you come home for a vacation and they mowed your yard and they come out in the back step and they got a bag of cheese curds in one hand and a 6-pack of a beer in the other and say, "Welcome home, friend."
Yes.
Right?
I had totally forgotten that line about we have 15,000 lakes and every one of them have fish in.
No,
and you know what the thing is? What's so awesome about that line is, growing up where I grew up, Minnesotans, the whole Minnesota nice thing is the biggest pile of BS ever. They're the most passive aggressive people, and Tommy knew that he was poking them.
I love it. Come back with a little board game of the week with Mr. Zommers. We'll wrap things up for our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour live from Green Bay, WGBW, the talk of Green Bay on the Civic Media Ready Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live from WGBW, the talk of Green Bay, in beautiful downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin, the home of the Green Bay Packers, and so much more. By the way, we've got to talk about Mino and the Mayor, and I forgot to give a shout-out to our friend Pete Schwabba and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba every evening here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And you know, Zommer has helped me out. I'm not sure if it's already happened or going to happen. He's going to have Tom Dreesen on. Has that show aired yet? We should find out because
it has already, but yeah, we should.
And we'll
find
go
out.
Back in the podcast because we've been so busy. I haven't been able to keep track of stuff. I heard that when I heard that Pete Schwabba had Tom Dreesen on. I mean, he used to come on Letterman and Leno. He was kind of the comedian that was part of that group with Don Rickles.
That was yesterday.
All right, yesterday. Go back and listen to yesterday's Night Light with Pete Schwabba because Tom Dreesen hung around guys like Don Rickles and Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. He was kind of like the younger person of that pack, and he's still around. And the fact that Schwabba got him, that's a huge get. So congrats to Pete Schwabba and Night Light. Originates from this studio every weeknight. That's fantastic.
You want to you know the comedy club that's right underneath on State Street where Civic Media is, you know, so it used to be a little further up State Street. I was in it when I was working down there in the early 90s, and they said, "We have a special guest. We're replacing the main comic with somebody who wanted to come here and do some practice." And it was Chris Farley.
Wow.
And the funniest part of the whole thing is he's standing up there on stage, and all of a sudden he's like, "Mrs. Johnson?" And a teacher who had failed him was in the audience.
Oh my gosh.
And he brought her up on stage and he was kind of giving her a bit of a bad time. And she just started giving it right back to him. And he didn't know what to say. She's like, "Christopher, I always knew you'd be a success. You weren't stupid." But it was just a crazy, everybody in the audience was just like, "Okay, this is the craziest night ever." Anyway.
Chris Farley, one of the things that also makes Wisconsin great.
Oh,
right?
100%.
All right. What else makes Wisconsin great? Board Game of the Week. Time once again for Board Game of the Week with Aaron Zommers.
for the board game of the week. The segment where you hear Aaron's board game of the week. Pretty self-explanatory. The board game for this week, though, is a very special one. It's another part of what makes Wisconsin great. One of the best, one of the most famous, one of the most influential games ever created by human hands. And yes. Originates from here in Wisconsin, in
really?
Lake Geneva. Dungeons and Dragons. I know we've talked about it
that
a little bit.
That started here?
No way.
Yeah, Gary Gygax
really?
And Dave Arneson in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, made Dungeons and Dragons. And in 1974, they started printing it and selling it to people because they're like, man, this is insane. This is so good. They took their love of miniature war games where you simulate battles historically, yeah. and their desire to create stories together and just hang out in a more fantasy setting and put it together. And what they created is synonymous with role-playing games at this point. Like its legacy speaks for itself. And if anybody thinks Dungeons & Dragons is too nerdy for them and hasn't tried it, I urge you to reconsider because, I mean, as we've seen, it's had a huge cultural resurgence.
Oh, yeah.
Because of that show.
Stranger Things,
kids,
yeah.
My kids are both part of the Dungeons & Dragons club. Really? They love it.
Wow. I've played it for years. Basically, I was in elementary school, and when I'd hang out with my friends, we'd basically do the same thing and not know it, like without dice, where we'd just be like telling stories together and whatever. And then we found out, right. man, we could do this and roll cool shaped dice and stuff. Yeah. And you can find the rules for free online for the just basic game and just give it a shot. It's so much fun.
That's really and great. There you got it. There
I
you
have
go.
Here
there you go.
From one of my friend's dad's an old Player's Handbook for Advanced Dungeons & Dragons. This is from 1980. This is not the original 1974 printing. Those are pretty hard to find at this point. But still, the D&D Player's Handbook by Gary Gygax, TSR Games, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. So this
wow.
This is one of the first like books that really made the game popular. And yeah. It also, there's a game... Probably the biggest board game convention in the world, Gen Con, originally started in Lake Geneva and by Gary Gygax, one of the two main people on D&D. And wow. It really blew up because of Dungeons & Dragons. Originally, Gen Con was for those miniature war games I talked about earlier, but now Gen Con's too big to be in Lake Geneva and it's in Indianapolis. But it's still part of what makes Wisconsin great because of the history.
There you go. Hitherto unknown facts from Aaron Zomers. How much does it cost if you want to get a little Dungeons & Dragons?
Potentially free. You could just do the rules online. Oh, you can use an online dice rolling app. But if you want to have a book, you're probably going to spend a book and some dice. You're probably going to spend around $50. But it gives you endless fun and it's totally worth it.
Dungeons & Dragons, your board game of the week. Nicely done, Mr. Zomers. To quote Johnny Carson, I did not know that. So there you go. Dungeons & Dragons right here in Wisconsin. Before we wrap things up, a reminder that Maggie Dawn is next across the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to thank Civic Media for allowing us this opportunity to travel all over the state this week. It has been absolutely fantastic. We appreciate everyone, Sage and Catherine and Luke, and especially Mr. Aaron Zomers back at the studio. Shout out to our friend Chris Andrews, who has been a segment producer all week. She has been fantastic. Thank you to our host, Culver's in Richland Center, also the Radisson in downtown La Crosse, University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire in Eau Claire, University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point in Stevens Point, and our great staff and great folks here at WGBW in downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. Shout out to the Hamptons, Hampton Inn as well. They have been fantastic all this week. And a special shout out and thanks to my co-host for the week, the great Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Trigvi, thank you for doing this. We're a little tired, but in my opinion, we're a little bit better off because we've gone out there, and I wish more elected officials would. If you take time to get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out that Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd.
It is.
It is. It's just such a fantastic place. And honestly, there's so much to cheerlead about Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And there are real problems that need to be solved. We need to elect people who want to do that, not just ones who are looking at what office can come next on the ladder. Not ones who have wanted to be because maybe dad or mom told them, hey, you can be.
Yeah. Wisconsin's a great place, folks. If you need a little beer, a little soda, a little cheese, come down to 1919 at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, 6 until 7:30. Trigby and I got your first drink and cheese curds. We're going to wrap things up tonight. Thank you to Dr. Kristen Lyerly, candidate for the 8th Congressional District. She is fantastic. Check her out. Trigby, once again, thank you. Thank you to Lincoln Project, and thank all of you for watching. We appreciate you so very much. We'll see you next week, everybody. Have a great weekend. Stay tuned for our friend Maggie Dawn next. For Trigby Olson, Aaron Zommers, I'm Todd Albaugh. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, don't give up. Keep banging your drum.